Our top story, UN chemical inspectors reportedly confirmed the use of sarin gas near the Syrian capital in August. The inspectors reportedly say environmental, chemical and medical samples show that surface-to-surface rockets containing the nerve agent sarin was used in the Ghouta area of Damascus on August 21st. UN inspectors have also reportedly concluded that chemical weapons have been used against civilians, including children, on a relatively large scale. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is scheduled to present the report to the UN Security Council later on Monday. Joining us now on the line from Denver in the US, Rob Prince with the University of Denver. Mr. Prince, thank you so much for being with us. So we now have confirmation reportedly by the United Nations that indeed chemical weapons were used. And, you know, Syria was already saying this, Russia was saying this, the US was saying this. The main issue now is who used these weapons and how important it is to determine who used them, because we did see Russia earlier on accusing Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, of, you know, jumping to conclusions and before any kind of conclusion is made by experts, blaming the government.
Yes, you know, it's always been, for a long time, it's been clear that chemical weapons has been used in the Syrian conflict, but what it has never been clear is who's used them. And in fact, there have been a number of reports in the past that it wasn't the government that used these weapons, but in fact it was the rebels.
Yes, you know, the thing is, we have the United States saying, specifically John Kerry himself, he was saying that the fact that we see the scope of the weapons that have been used, etc., shows that it's the work of the Syrian government, because only the government is capable of using this kind of chemical weapons with this extent, etc. At the same time, a lot of analysts or observers have been telling us, or they've been speaking elsewhere, saying that access to sarin gas is not actually a difficult process, and using these kinds of rockets is not actually difficult for militants. What do you think?
Well, chemical weapons are actually pretty simple weapons to put together. They're not that complicated. They're often referred to as a poor man's nuclear weapon. And we have a situation where it's a way to counter countries that have nuclear weapons. But having said that, putting together a chemical weapon is not something that requires a sophisticated government agency to do it. But at this point, you know, the discussion should really shift, because while on the one hand we're looking at the question of who did this this act, this chemical attack, now we see that the negotiating process has opened up in a new way, and it seems to me that there is a shift that has taken place in the past week, something new that is happening, and that we seem to be moving from a policy of confrontation to negotiation. So while I hope we do resolve this question, of course, it's a terrible thing, the use of these weapons. More important right now is the attempts to negotiate, to set up a process for negotiation. So I think that a lot of confusing things are happening, but I'm looking more at what I see the possibility of moving in a direction towards peace and away from war.
Rob Prince with the University of Denver with us there on the line from Denver. Thank you very much.